We are learning Masechtas Menachos Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. We are starting a brand new Perek HaToida, and Perek HaToida talks about the Toida. We're actually holding right after Parashat Tzav. We are in Parashat Tzav. It talks about the Parashat HaToida. This isn't a pasuk about Toida Yakirvenu VeHikriv Al Zevach HaToida. If you're bringing a Shlomim for to thank Hakadosh Baruch Hu, then as Difadinim. First of all, this Toida, this Shlomim, will be eaten for one day and one night. And second of all, you have to bring with it 40 Chalas. Kiyodua, it's already from the Rishonim, but the reason why you eat 40 chalas is, where you have to bring 40 chalas is, because you have to eat it in one day and one night, and you can't eat it yourself. You have to share with a lot of different people. And therefore, it's a way of spreading the nes, telling them why I'm giving you chalas. Teretz is because of the nes. That's the reason why I have so many chalas. That's the reason the Rishonim say. But in any case, it says, Ma'atoida Yaakovenu v'hikr v'azevach ha'toida chalas matzis blu'ez shemen, u'rekike matzis v'shuch ma'shemen. So you have chalas matzis, rekike matzis, v'soiles murubechas chalas blu'ez ba'shemen, which is called revucha. And then, there's another pasuk that says that you also bring chalas that are chametz. So it's 30 chalas that are matzah and 10 chalas that are chametz. Four different type of chalas, 3 matzah and 1 chametz, 10 of each, 40 chalas altogether, 30 chalas of matzah and 10 chalas of chametz. And our Mishnah will discuss how much do you have to use for those chalas. We know usually a regular mincha is 1 isarin. Here we'll see that for these 40 chalas, it's more than 1 isarin, much more. Dr. Mishnah. Hatoidoi sabah chomesh sa'in Yerushalmiyos, shem shesh midvarios. Which means that in Yerushalmiyos, they changed the measurements to make them bigger. So the 5 sa'im held 6 sa'im midvarios. 6 sa'is midvarios were shtei ephos, 2 ephos. Each ephos, 3 sa'ah. Ha ephos shalish sa'in. Each ephos, 3 sa'ah. So the Mishnah will give us a little math, very easy math. We're talking about around 4th or 5th grade level math. The Mishnah is like this, that the Eifa was 3 Sa'a. And here, you brought a total of 2 Eifas in the Midbar. 2 Eifas, which is a total of 6 Sa'a. Which, Esrim Isarin, so altogether, you brought 6 Sa'a. Esrim Isarin, Asara L'chametz, V'Asara L'matzah. So, you brought Shtei Eifas. A Eifa is 3 Sa'a, a tenth of a sarin is a tenth of an eifa. So a sarin is a tenth of 3 sa. If you bring 10 isarin, that equals 3 sa. If you bring 20 isarin, that equals 6 sa. Pretty simple, because every isarin is a tenth of 3 sa. 10 of them is 3 sa. Double that is 20 isarin. Esrim isarin. That's how much you brought for the 40 chas. How do you break them down? Esr asara lachametz v'asara lamatzah. 10 of these Isarin were Lachametz, and 10 of the Isarin was Lamatzah. On top of Ayin Zayin now, it breaks down even further. Asara Lachametz means like this, Isarin Lachala. We know it's 10 Chalas Lachametz, each Chala was a Sarin size, a very big Chala. Each one was Isarin. Vasara Lamatzah, there were 10 Isarin for Matzah, over Matzah, Shalish Minim, Matzah 3 Minim, Chalas Rikikim and Ruvucha, 3. Nimzu shloisha esroinim v'shlish shachom min v'min. So each min had a total of 3 esroinim and a third, which comes out to shalish chalas liyisarin. Each esroin was 3 chalas, so 3 times 3 is 9, plus a third is another chala. So that's altogether 10 chalas for each matzah, each one totaling of 3 esroinim and a shlish. Nimzu shloisha esroinim v'shlish shachom min v'min v'shalish chalas liyisarin. That's if you're doing midah midbarius, but a midah yishalmiyos. There's no extra third. Wait a minute, because if each 3 matzahs is 1 isarin, so 9 is 3 isarin, so you need 10 chalas. The extra third is for that 10th chala, which is a third of isarin. Basically, if it's 3 chalas per isarin, each chala is 1/3 of isarin. So the extra third is a 10th chala. It's a 10th chala. Uvmidah yishalmiyos hayu shloishim kav. But came to Midi Yishalmiyos, there was altogether 30 kav. We're not going to go with the Eifa and the Isarin, we'll go with the different. Because there, each Sa'a, we know, is 6 kavin. So if the Yishalmiyos are 5 Sa'a, 5 times 6 is 30. So a total of 30 kavin for the Chalas. Remember, 15 go to the Chametz, 15 go to the Matzah. So the Mishnah breaks down for us. Very good shmack. Zok the Mishnah. So Midi Yishalmiyos, how you're 30 kav, Chamish Yosel Chametz, Chamish Yosel Matzah, Chamish Yosel Chametz. Now divide that by 10, so kav u'mechza l'chala. Each chala is kav u'mechza. Chamish Yosel Matzah, and the Matzah, we know, the Sholish Minim Chalas, Rukikirim Uruvucha, altogether 30 chalas. 30 chalas, 15 kav, turns out it's a half a kav per Matzah. Nimtzu chameshes kav l'chom min v'min, u'shtei chalas l'kav, two chalas per kav, half a kav per chalav. So very clear, very good smack, and very easy math, how you break it down. We're going to go more, as the Gemara goes along, with the Midbarius, which is the Yisarin. Remember, Yisarin is a tenth of an eifah, which is three sa. 10 of those is 3 sa, 20 of those is 6 sa. And it's very geschmack and very easy to figure it out. And each matzah, each chametz challah was the size of Yisarin. By matzah, it was a third of Yisarin. That's what comes out. So at the Gemara, Hatoidois abal chamish in Yerushalmiyois v'chulu. So we know on immediately, how do you know that an eifah is 3 sa? You didn't know where I said it, but that's v'chulu. We know immediately that an eifah is 3 sa. Amar Rav Chista d'amakra, the pasuk says, a pasuk in Yecheskel, ha'eifah v'habas toichen echadiyah, that an eifah and a bas are the same size. Ma bas shalosh sa'am, the Gemara says, just like a bas is 3 sa, af eifah shalosh sa'am. The Gemara wants to know, how do you know about bas? Or bas gufam nolan, how do you know the size of a bas is? I lema menachsiv, loseis, if you say from the pasuk that says, loseis maiser achoymer habas, bas sirus achoymer eifa, el achoymer miskonto, he's saying that loshen, you must know what a chaymer is, and therefore, since he's saying that a bas is a tenth of a chaymer, so then it must be that a chaymer is 30 saw and a bas is 3 saw. But if you know how much a chaymer is, then you should know how much a eifa is, because it says a serious chaymer eifa. So what do you learn about eifa from bas? If you knew what a chaymer was, you know what a eifa is then. The Gemara says, "Ile mabichsiv loses maser chaymer habas eifa namichsiv a serious chaymer eifa." It says also there in the pasuk. So that you obviously don't know what chaymer is. Ela chaymer lo yadana kama. You don't know how much a chaymer is. Hakadam lo yadana kama. You don't know either how much it is. So you still don't know how much a bas is. El miyacha. A different pasuk in Yecheskel. The pasuk says she took him later there. B'choik Hashem and Habas, Hashem and Maser Habas min akor aseres abatim chaymer, ki aseres abatim chaymer. We know how much a kur is. A kur is 30 sa. That we knew. Like Rashi speaks out, b'kur p'shitulu b'nei bavel davashosh m'sa'am. Rashi in Kisviyat says, that we knew how much a kur is. And it says that Habas is a tenth of a kur. So now we know. And then it says in the Pasuk, ha'ifa v'abas t'echanechad, that's how we know, ha'ifa s'ri sa'am. So that's this pasuk. So we know that the kor is 30. A 10% of that is 3, and therefore we know that an eifa is 3 sa. Omar Shmuel, ein mesifim al amidos yois mishtos. When we come to the meisiv al amidos, like they did in Yerushalayim, the meisiv al amidos means you have a, let's say a gallon. You have here something that's called a gallon. You have it's a certain keli. It's called a gallon. But came to a certain point, they said a gallon means more than just a gallon. A gallon means more than that. You take this gallon, keli, and you give it more, you make it bigger. Don't do it more than a shtus. Don't do it more than a sixth. And we'll see why soon. When you make metbeis bigger, you make the dollar bigger. In those days, coins went with weight of silver. So what sitter a dollar was a certain amount of silver. And if they added on that, don't add more than a shtus. When you make money, the normal amount to charge extra is, they're making profit as a shtus, as a sixth. Now why is the halacha, my time, what's the reason? The Gemara says like this, the main reason why you shouldn't go more than a shtus is, because since when you make the mida bigger, the prices go up. Because now, this gallon is bigger now. So obviously you charge a little more. Let's say it used to be $10 a gallon. Now it goes up to $12 a gallon because it's bigger. Now, if you go up $12 a gallon, people think there must be a war in Iran or something because it's going up so much. So they make a run for the gasoline. They make a run for it. And now, the prices go even more because now it's supply and demand. So what you're doing is you're making a run on the prices. So therefore, Gemara says, don't make more than a sixth, because if you make more than a sixth, it'll be a run on the prices. Frank the Gemara, that's the problem, that once you change the price, there'll be people think there's a rav, there's a hunger, and people will make a run for the prices. You can't even do a shtos. You can't do a shtos. If you're worried about that, then you shouldn't make the money any much higher, because anytime you do it higher, people are going to think the price is going higher. So there can't be the reason why it says not to be much more shtos. It can't be the reason. Elo, Mishum, I know. A different reason, because I know. Kehech la vitl mekach. Which means like this, that you can have someone who comes to town, and he doesn't know that it's a new, that we made the things bigger. So he sells, how much a gallon? He says $10 a gallon. And the guy brings his gallon, Kaylee, and he fills it up to the top. And the seller doesn't chap, because he doesn't know that the gallons got bigger. So meanwhile, you really he really undercharged him that amount. So he wanted to be a shtus, because when he finds out, he'll just have to pay for that shtus, not be bitul melkach. We're not bitul melkach. Therefore, don't change the measurements more than a shtus. That's the Gemara says a second shot. Try a second shot. Because we know, when it comes to aina, less than a shtus, less than a sixth more is meichel. More than a sixth, bit the mekach. Exactly a sixth is the mekach kayom. The mekach is good, and you just add the money. But for the Gemara, it's not true. In such a case, there is no sugya of aina. V'amar Rava called davar shiva mi davar shiva mishkul v'shiv minyan afilu pachos bekedei ano choizer. We know that when it comes to measurements, if you go into a store and you measure a certain amount and it's off by even a mashu, it's batul mekach. Because anytime it's a measurement, I'm not meichel. If I walk in, I say, I want a pound of liver, and you give me now 3/4 of a pound of liver, it's bitul mekach no matter what. Even if not, that is a quarter more, actually. But even if it's a sixth, you give 95% of that pound, he's not meichel. Sorry, I wanted a pound of liver. That's it. So therefore, the by dovash yamid, there's no sting as I know. So when I try a fourth pshat, I think it's a fourth pshat. The first try was Fukui Taro. Second pshat, I said, no. Try a third pshat. Third pshat, Elo, Mashum Tagro. Kehechel, Lamtaya, Dienom. So it works like this. I'll tell you why. Because maybe the guy who's selling is not going to know, like we said before, he's not going to know they changed the measurements. And we don't want him to lose. If he walks in and sells the gallon, and you only, you took more than a sixth, he took six more, he's not going to lose, because he always makes a sixth profit. So he'll come out even. But if he'll be more than a sixth, he'll come out and lose if he makes a mistake. So we don't want him to lose if he never realizes the mistake. Freit the Gemara, the eno who deloylem taya, you worry about his not losing? Rav kolei bayi, what about not making money? If he doesn't make any money, zavan, he buys and sells the same price. Tagra, is it called a tagra? That's called a shlamazel. And you have to make some kind of money. So if you're worried about that, so even a shtus is also a problem because he's not going to make any money. So what's the pshat? So finally, this is the pshat. Elamar Chista, it really comes from a pasuk. Shmuel kra eshav adar. Shmuel had a pasuk, and that's how he knew you shouldn't change the midos more than a sixth. There's a pasuk in Yechezkel, it says like this. Vashekel esrim geira, esrim shkolim. So now a shekel, which is esrim geira, 20 shkolim, and then the chamisha of esrim shkolim, which is another 25 shkolim, which is now 45, asar of a chamisha shekel, which is another 15, hamana yilechem. The mana should be 60 shkolim. 60 shkolim. So now, the problem is that it comes out with 60 shkolim, so that each shekel is 4 selah, 4 zuz, so it comes out, it's 240. So mana, mosim v'arbonava, it turns out a mana will be 240. And like this, the mana usually really is 100 zuz, 100 selah, and which is 25 shekel. The mana of kodesh is double, which is 50 shekel, so it's 200 zuz. Here is 240. What's the reason? Because they were moisif. 40 on 200 is a sixth, because 5 times 40 is 200. 40 is a sixth. It's actually a sixth mil bar. It's called a sixth mil bar, not a sixth mil gav, but it's a sixth mil bar. So he says, El Shema Mino Tlas. Shema Mino, Mono Tzukeresh Kafalaya. The Mono of Kersh was double. Shema Mino, Masifna, Midois, Femisifna, Mishtus. You can't waste one of Shtus, which is 40. Shema Mino, Shtusim al Bar. You count, which is makes it more, you count Shtusim al Bar. Because a Shtus that would be Milgav would be 33 and a third. That would be a Shtus Milgav. But this is a Shtus Mil Bar, which is 40. So you see these three things you could do. Our Mishnah raised it by a six, but it's a six mil bar, because a six over five is a six mil bar, so Taka makes sense that it's a sixth, you can add on a sixth, and a sixth is mil bar, which is on the outside, which is five things, another one is six, and that makes sense to this thing that Shmuel said. That's why he says, you shouldn't change it, more than a sixth, because the vart is, because that is the shear of a six mobar.